This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain's Conservative Party has chosen Rishi Sunak and Liz Truss as the two finalists in an election to replace Prime Minister Boris Johnson. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
The numbers of votes cast for each candidate is as follows. Mordaunt, 105. Sunak, 137. Truss, 113.
In an announcement to lawmakers, senior Conservative Graham Brady declares that Truss and Sunak will face a runoff to become Britain's next leader. The race pits Sunak, a former Cheshire chief who steered Britain's economy through the pandemic, against Truss, who's led Britain's response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine as Foreign Secretary. The two contenders will spend the next few weeks campaigning for the votes of about 180,000 Conservative Party members around the country who will vote by postal or online ballot. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Britain's record-breaking heat wave is spurring calls for the government to speed up efforts to adapt to a changing climate after wildfires created the busiest day for London firefighters since bombs rained down on the city during World War II. The country got a break Wednesday from the dry, hot weather that is gripping much of Europe as cooler air moved in from the west. The country hit a record high of 40.3 degrees Celsius or 104.4 degrees Fahrenheit Tuesday in eastern Britain. Even so, with the break Wednesday, travel was disrupted for a third day as rail operators repaired damage caused by the heat and firefighters cleaned up hot spots at the scene of Tuesday's fires. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A celebration of Ivana Trump's life is being held today in New York City after the death of Donald Trump's first wife last week. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Her children with her ex, former President Trump, Ivanka, Don Jr., and Eric, gathering at St. Vincent Ferrer Roman Catholic Church along with other big names.
She would be absolutely thrilled, you know, with the celebration of her life.
Our Corey Hay was a friend for over 40 years.
Ivana's friends are flying in from Saint-Tropez, from Paris, from London, from California. Her New York friends will also all gather together. It'll be kind of a reunion of the Ivana fan club.
The Czechoslovakian-born competitive skier was married to Trump from 1977 until 92. Julie Walker, New York.
Meanwhile, a teacher in the U.S. was emotional at a trial recalling students killed in the 2018 Parkland school shooting in Florida. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
That's my girl, Helena.
In the penalty phase of gunman Nicholas Cruz's trial, now former teacher Ivy Sheamus was shown a picture of a student.
Helena Ramsey.
She was then shown a picture of another of her students.
And that's Nicholas Tourette. Handsome boy.
Both were shot and killed in her classroom. Sheamus was teaching Holocaust studies.
The barrel of that AR-15 just ambushed our classroom.
Cruz began firing through the glass on her classroom door.
It was extremely loud. It was very frightening. And I kept thinking about these kids that should not be experiencing this at all.
The jury must decide if Cruz, the former Marjorie Stoneman Douglas student, should be sentenced to death or life without parole for the nation's deadliest mass shooting to go before a jury. I'm Ed Donahue.
In the U.S.'s mass shooting that happened just 2 months ago, Uvalde's top school official has recommended the firing of the school district police chief who was central to the botched law enforcement response to the elementary school shooting nearly 2 months ago that killed two teachers and 19 students. The Uvalde School Board announced Wednesday it will consider firing Chief Pete Arredondo at a special meeting Saturday. Recapping our top story, Britain's Conservative Party has chosen Rishi Sunak and Liz Truss as the two finalists in an election to replace Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The pair came in first and second in a vote of Conservative lawmakers on Wednesday. The race pits a former Treasury chief who steered Britain's economy through the pandemic against another Treasury chief who has led Britain's response to Russia's Ukraine, now as Foreign Secretary. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.